Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Killebrew moves to third. Darwin moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Darwin moves to third. Braun moves to second. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Roof reaches second base with a double. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roof scores. Terrell moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Terrell scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Orlando Pena now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins who is chasing the ball. Braun reaches third base with a triple. Oliva scores. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Twins. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Roof hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coggins hits a fly ball towards left. Holt catches it and throws to second to double up Bumbrey, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis bunts towards third. Braun picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Braun. Davis moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Powell moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Powell scores. Gritch moves to second. It's 7-2, Twins. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbry takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bumbry moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Blair moves to third. It's 9-3, Twins. Ray Corbin now pitching. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Holt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Terrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Blair moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Blair moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-4, Twins. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Carew steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-4, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Danny Thompson now playing shortstop. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.